For decades, the HIV virus has been outpacing scientists trying to eradicate it, often morphing and hiding deep in patients' bodies. Researchers at Penn recently tested a new gene editing technique with hopes that one day the approach could help rid HIV patients of the virus altogether. Their study came out this past week in the New England Journal of Medicine, and The Pulse's Alana Gordon has the details.
CCR5. That's the name of a molecule that has a lot of significance to HIV researchers, one that doctors at Penn recently modified in 12 HIV patients to see what would happen. For people born without CCR5 and have a gene mutation, they're generally resistant to the most common strain of HIV. Doctors have long known some people have a natural immunity, but it wasn't until the 90s that they pinned down this lack of CCR5 as the source of protection.
Recognizing that the virus needed this molecule, CCR5, that humans could live without it. Okay, that was a breakthrough.
Dr. Jim Hoxie directs Penn Center for AIDS Research. About 1 in 100 people have this mutation. He says the discovery of CCR5's role led to a new drug, and more than that, created the possibility for even thinking about genetic approaches to making cells resistant to HIV without drugs. Which brings us back to the recent study involving those 12 HIV patients. Hoxie's colleagues, including Bruce Levine, set out to modify some of those patients' cells to see if they could rid them of that gene.
This is where the fun stuff happens and all the neat toys are here, instruments we have.
Levine and I are completely covered, face masks, onesies, slippers, inside this lab at Penn, where he and others are working to develop new gene therapies for HIV and other diseases. He points out centrifuges, which at high speed can separate molecules, incubators, where gene therapies do their magic in cells, special air filtration systems. It's here that Levine received the blood samples of those 12 patients and applied an agent to the cells developed by a California biotech company. It's a mixture of re-engineered proteins that are able to identify and latch onto CCR5 molecules in a cell, and then act like scissors and cut them out. Levine and others call this gene editing.
It's like tearing a page out of a book or tearing a chapter.
Dr. Pablo Tebas has another way of looking at this role in removing CCR5.
It's like closing one of the doors that the virus uses to enter the cell by removing it.
Tebas was a lead on the study and oversaw the patient side. From Levine, he got those newly modified cells in frozen plastic bags, matched them up with the 12 patients, and reinserted them. Then half those patients stopped their normal HIV treatment for up to 3 months to see if those genetically modified cells had a better chance of surviving in the presence of HIV. 53-year-old Jay Johnson was one of those patients.
I would do just about anything to try to find a cure for this.
In closely monitoring Johnson and the other patients, Tebas says those modified cells showed signs of doing well in the body. One unexpected observation, the virus was completely undetectable in one of the patients after meds were stopped.
It was incredible, yeah. When you leave the moment, you don't think too much about it. And then when you look back, you realize that that was the highlight of this study.
Turns out some of the cells in that patient already naturally lacked that CCR5 gene, key for HIV. Again, at its core, this was a safety study to see if the procedure could even be done in people. To really determine the actual effectiveness of the approach down the road, more research is needed. It's a point Dr. Mark Kay emphasizes. He's a professor of pediatrics and genetics at Stanford University and wasn't involved in the study. Kay says gene editing may have applications well beyond HIV, but the technology isn't perfect, and it will be important to keep an eye on patients' health over time.
And the question that remains is, how substantial will these off-targeting effects be in the long-term treatment of these individuals?
Tebas will be monitoring patients for years. He says they're doing well. For him, the study represents a step, one step, that might be going down a promising path. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.